Tired of slow, error-prone processes in your organization? Meet Liger, your new secret weapon for efficiency. Liger is a secure, private, and trustworthy generative AI solution, custom-built for government, designed to streamline even the most complex tasks. From automating time-consuming acquisition processes to providing instant, accurate answers to policy questions, Liger is here to save you time and resources. With Liger, you'll be operating at the new speed of possible. Don't wait. Transform your organization with Liger today. Visit Liger.io to learn more. That's LIGER.IO.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia. Terms and conditions apply.
And welcome to the Expressway. I'm your co-host, Charles. Show me the way. I'm here with the BT Express, Billy Taylor. And we're here for another exciting week of sports, especially coming off a great, great, great draft for the New York Giants and the New York Jets. We will take a look into those draft picks and go through and tell you how we feel about each and every draft pick of the New York Giants and the New York Jets. We're also, as always, we will take a look at NBA basketball. They just named the MVP last night. Hopefully for most, if you've been listening to our show, it's no surprise who that MVP was. And as always, our special segment in the third quarter, given all of the hype surrounding the kid Taylor that the Philadelphia Eagles drafted, I really want to ask you, get your opinion, Billy, about what role does character play in professional sports? And does it matter if you have good character when you're bringing on a team on a player that may have suspect character? But before we get started, hey, how about them Knicks?
Oh, my goodness. The great thing is that we're being entertained. And see, the thing about it is when I watch any contest, if it is in doubt going into the last, then I've won because I've been entertained. And regardless of whether the Knicks are there, 1-1, they're tied up going back to Miami, they have entertained us. And I think with Jules coming back, Randall coming back, he showed that he's a vital part of the Knicks team. And I was excited. I mean, it's a great day for basketball.
Yeah, it definitely was. I mean, I can't wait to get into it more in the fourth quarter. But how about the Jets and Giants draft? Man, did the Giants do something special? They got the cornerback that they wanted. They got the offensive lineman that they wanted. They got a receiver that they needed. And they also got a running back that seems like he could be really legit. And that's another story because we are offline a couple of days ago. We talked about, does Saquon deliver that $15 million? But given how the running back market kind of shifted in the draft, where we were two first-round draft pick, running back draft picks in the first round last week, it makes people wonder, are people really valuing the running back position as we've been discussing all year long? But let's get into it. First pick, what do you think? We talked about Deontay Banks. Remember when we were going over the DBs?
Yes.
And we both said that this kid was tough, rugged, fast, quick, all the things that you need in today's DB, just may not have the great size that you would like, but has all the other intangibles. What do you think about the pick?
Well, see, I was looking at all the little stuff about him because he has wanted to be a pro football player since he was in Pop Warner, and he's worked his way up, and he started running the hills in Maryland. It's like Tiki Barber used to run in Mawa, used to run those hills. I think that helped the running back tremendously, and he played defensive back, and so he's running the hills. He increased his speed. He told his dad what he's going to do, and I think he's one of picks this can do is you a ball player that loves him and he has great passion for the game. He's a lockdown corner with great speed, tackles in the open field, like you see. And I just think it's a great pick for the Giants. A lot of people think he's going to start right away.
Yeah, I think he has the ability. If you look at all of the corners in the draft that were drafted ahead of him, I think he probably has the most upside. I think the thing on him is he plays such a physical game that there is he's injured himself. He has shoulder issues. He has a few shoulder issues, which is a pretty bad thing to have, especially playing that position where you're going up against 230-pound guys, 250-pound running backs, and lowering your shoulder all the time. So I think the ding on him is that he's been injured, and he may have gotten a label of being injury prone.
Well, I think the Giants are very lucky to get him because he's going to work hard in the offseason before training camp. He's going to be ready because this guy has been he's got great character. I like his integrity. And we were talking about before about, you know, teams, should they judge that or should they not? Some teams do, but do not. The one team, as long as you show up to play, they don't really care about your character. I think the Giants have always cared about it. And I think that's one of the reasons that Odell Beckham is not here, because of the character issue. But I think this gentleman, Deontay Banks, Maryland, I think he's a great addition to the team. He's worthy of a first-round draft choice. And we're going to be tracking his progress all year long, Charles. And I think he's going to be a great addition. And he may have to do a little bit of Deion Sanders. You know, Deion Sanders was never really a tackler, but we're in a passing game now. So as long as he defends the pass, he's done his job.
You're absolutely right. Our next guy is John Michael Schmitz. I really love this pick. It reminds me of probably a Sean O'Hara on steroids with his quickness, his mental makeup for the game. I honestly, and I think if you look at all of the other prognosticators out there, they love the pick too. This is an amazing pick.
Well, what I like about him is that he can play multiple positions, and the Giants definitely needed a center. And I think that his experience at center, playing all 4 years at the University of Minnesota, and being able to be versatile to play even offensive guard if he needed to, I think that's the kind of player you need this day and age. Because, you know, in your offensive line, there's always going to be injuries. But if you got people who can play tackle, play guard, and play center, then you're ahead of the game. He's very consistent in what he does. I believe that about what you're talking about, one of the former Giants linemen, John O'Hara. I just think that that he's a great addition. He should start right away, which is a rarity for an offensive lineman unless you're, you know, the top draft choice. But he's going to show right away that he's ready to go. And I think it's a great addition for the Giants, the second-round pick from Minnesota.
Yeah, I'm loving what they're doing thus far on the first 2 days of the draft. They actually kind of addressed a lot of needs that they had. And so when you look at their next pick, and they Jalin Hyatt, the wide receiver out of Tennessee, this is an exciting pick. I'm not completely sold. I mean, he won the Biletnikoff Trophy in 2022, and I love his speed. I love his hands. But I just don't see him when you see a lot of the tape and the highlights of him. I don't see him beating, you know, guys off the line of scrimmage with their hand. It seems like he's so tall and lanky that he could be susceptible to the press coverage and DBs getting physical with him.
Well, see, I think he's got potential, because if you can learn to run a route, and because you think about it, the defensive back does not know where you're going. If you're going in, out, and with his speed, you can utilize that to throw deep and be able to throw underneath after you throw deep because of his great speed. And what defensive backs fear most, Charles Ray, as you know, is getting beat deep. I think he's got the speed to do it. He's under 4.39 is his speed. He outran a lot of people at the University of Tennessee. And I think that he can be taught certain things. Some people are teachable and some people are not. The Giants coaching staff, Charles Way, is their teachers. And if they can teach him, I mean, they didn't have a good job with Kenny Golladay, but I think that if they teach him the correct way to do it, starting from the first day of offseason workouts, then I think he's going to be a valuable addition. Speed is something you cannot teach, Charles Way.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia. Terms and conditions apply.
Now, you definitely can't teach speed, and this is one thing that this kid does have is speed. He's one of the fastest receivers in the draft. He did an amazing job taking off the top for Tennessee, and this highlight package alone, it could make you salivate. And basically, when you add him to what the Giants already have, obviously, Wan'Dale Robinson, you got Sterling Shepard. You have those other two guys that came on late, those free agents that came on late last year that actually was the glue that held that wide receiving group together. I think when you add all of those components, my thing is being in the organization, being around rookie receivers, it just takes a little bit of time to get acclimated, to get comfortable to the NFL game. And to the reading of route coverages, because a lot of today's game is understanding the coverage that you get, because your route is predicated on the coverage that you're going against. And if your quarterback and wide receiver aren't on the same page, as we've seen, they are susceptible to turnovers and interceptions. And that's what my concern is. And maybe they'll keep him out at the X or the Z, so he doesn't have to play any slot. So it's a lot easier for receivers when they're outside. It's a lot easier for them to read the coverage. They don't have to do a lot of thinking. And so for me, you're going to see him in that outside receiver position where he doesn't have to do a lot of thinking. They're going to probably send him on a lot of go routes so that he can take the top off the ball so he can make those big plays. So I'm excited to see how they utilize the skills, especially this first year, not trying to give him too much, and which he doesn't. We got a lot of veterans on the team, so I don't think they need to give him too much. Keep it simple and let him utilize his skills.
Well, see, I think that it depends on what he does in practice, because, you know, NFL coaches go by practice. If a guy looks good in practice, he gets a chance to do it in the game. And this guy is ready to go. I think Jalin Hyatt is exciting, and he knows that he wants to be here. He's excited to be a Giant. And if he comes in early with a good attitude and wants to learn and stays after practice with Danny Jones and being able to recognize man coverage situations and all the coverages, he studies that, goes beyond that, because I like to see players, and it doesn't happen very much, but you see this guy's got great speed. You look at some of the videos we have. You give him an inch, he's going to take it to the house, and that's exactly what the Giants need. They need someone who could take it to the house. And I think he's a very good pick, because I think the Giants style, they were hoping that they would land him. And some other people, other NFL teams are trying to get him too. I think the Giants were lucky enough to land him. And everybody they've picked so far has been able to possibly be a starter. They talked about the first three picks, Deontay Banks, Don Michael Smiths, and Giant started season. With that in mind, you got with the first picks.
Yeah, I'm loving it. As we're looking at Michael Schmitz's video, the dude, if you look at this guy, you see the feet, you see the power, and understanding the division that we're going against. Philly probably has arguably the best defensive line, and they've only gotten better with the Jalen Carter pickup. They've only gotten better. You're going to need guys that can hold up in there, that can kind of command that position. And in the past, I don't think the Giants have had that. And hopefully with Michael Schmidt, we have that now.
I love offensive men with quick feet. I talk about sending line to dance class so they can work on the feet. I think it's extremely valuable to do it. And I think the offensive linemen should do the drills that the running backs do with the rope drill, where they're trying to use their get quicker in their feet and be more explosive. And I think he's got all that. John Michael Smiths, just remember that name, because he's going to be the mainstay, hopefully, for 10 years with that Giants offensive line.
Yeah, and I also – so the first – first 2 days, they've done an excellent job addressing a lot of the needs that they have. And so I'm really excited about all the things that they are doing. Hey, just want to remind everybody, you're listening to The Expressway with the BT Express, Billy Taylor and Charles Show Me the Way. We are taking you through last week's draft and going through the Jets and Giants top draft picks. The next guy that we want to talk about is Eric Gray, running back from Oklahoma. Man, this dude is dynamic. I love, and it seems like even though he's short and he's not very tall, the dude makes plays all the time. And he's not very fast, but as a running back, you don't need to be fast. You just need to be quick, and you have to be quick. And this dude does that. He makes big plays, and he's a beast to tackle.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, where every nail-biting overtime win, breakaway, pick six, three-point shot, underdog win, buzzer beater, shootout, walk-off, and absolutely every play in between is amazing. From football to basketball and hockey to baseball, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia.
Well, the quick Oklahoma, he's a little bit younger than me. His name is Thomas Lott. He's Oklahoma for a long time, so it always gives me a scouting report on all the Oklahoma players. This is what he put down for him, steal. He said it was a steal for the New York Giants. And you talked about running backs being a little shorter. He blocked Tiki Barber. I think that helped him to be a great running back because he wasn't very tall. He's about 5'8 or 5'9". He's in that category. He may not be as strong as Tiki, but I think he's got the quickness to get in and out of the holes. I believe in quickness because quickness is what gets you from to and fro. Speed gets you on the field. And I think with this at running back, he's going to really help Saquon Barkley. And if he can catch the ball just a little bit, they got a two-way street on that with Saquon Barkley and Eric Gray. And I think that is the 172nd pick of the NFL draft, round 5 for the Giants. I think he's going to be a big addition to what they already have. And this might be an explosive Giants team. I'm scared of them right now.
Yeah, no, it's exciting. And these last few picks, you know, the Trey Hawkins pick, DB from Old Dominion, Jordan Riley, the D tackle from Oregon, and Javarius Owens, a safety from Houston. When you look at the 5th through 7th round picks, mostly special teams guys, I think the D-tackle Jordan Riley is probably a developmental guy. I don't see him, especially being drafted in that late of a round, having that much of an impact on this year's team. But I can see him helping out on special teams, doing something. Here's a couple of clips from Jordan Riley that I mean, he has all the tools. I think he can grow into being somebody special and can add to the dimension to that D-line. But I just don't see any real value this year with that pick. What do you think?
Well, see, the thing that kind of keeps me hopeful is that he played at the University of Oregon. They played the passing teams, so he's got a chance to utilize his pass rush. And if he can improve on that, anybody who can rush the passer is going to be helpful to the New York Giants. So it's going to depend on how quickly he grasps the system, because even Kayvon Thibodeau of the Giants, it took him a little while to get going because he was hurt. So if he can come in here with a bad learning, you know, how to get off the line. I believe in quickness, and I think it shows quick. I saw him a couple of times show some great quickness from the defensive line standpoint, and that's what the Giants need, somebody to get off the ball and kind of be a threat just like Thibodeau is doing. So I'm anxious to see what he's doing, and you and I will be at training camp to see if he can pick up the NFL game quickly.
Yeah, you're listening to the Expressway with the BT Express, Billy Taylor and Charles Show Me the Way. We are actually ending up our Giants draft preview, and next we're going to talk about the New York Jets. They went O-line heavy early because of what? They need to protect Aaron Jones and Aaron Rodgers. And since they didn't get the guys they want, and everybody's talking about, why didn't you just move up? The Pittsburgh Steelers came in and swooped in and got the guy they want. I still remember when I was with the Giants, they did the same thing to us. They came in and picked the guy that we really wanted. I think it was Marcus Pouncey. We had him targeted on the draft board, and he was ready to, and they jumped ahead of us and they picked him. And so they did it again. And I thought it was all in the family. It's somebody from the Marin family, and Rooney family must be talking, because every time you're having difficulty trying to get your pick that you want, because they're coming in swooping in and stealing. I think we got some moles in the Giants draft room. What do you think?
You never know. But the thing that I'm intrigued with is they're going to try and help Aaron Rodgers out. Now, what's incredible, this is kind of off the thing, Aaron Rodgers is coming in with a good attitude. He was at front row at the Knicks game. He was at front row at the Rangers Devils game. And he's indoctrinated to New York very good. And that's what New York wants. People who want to, you know, to be in, like Danny Jones at the Knicks game earlier in the year. And they also got Randall Cobb from Green Bay. They got him today or yesterday. A one-year contract, if you remember, at the end of the season when Green was losing the last game, he and Cobb walked off the field together. But what I like about the Jets, they're trying to protect him. If you can give him protection that he so much deserves, to allow him 3 seconds to throw the ball, 2.5, 3 seconds to throw the ball, he's going to help the Jets. He's already at off-season workouts, which is incredible for a veteran quarterback. And I look for good things from the day. If they can get these offensive linemen to work well with what the Jets have, I look for the Jets to be special this year. And a lot of people are picking them to possibly get to the AFC Championship, let alone the Super Bowl.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah, I think they have the team. I've been watching a lot of the videos of Aaron Rodgers at practice throwing to the receivers and running backs, and he looks like, I mean, that's where he belongs. It looks like he's comfortable, and everybody's comfortable with him. The Jets fans should be excited about the opportunities and the prospects this year for their team, especially given the errors that they did address. What do you like about the first round, their first round pick, Will McDonald? How do you see it's a little iffy. It's like lukewarm reaction to the pick. What do you think about the pick of the outside pass rusher that they picked up?
Well, see, I think he's got great quickness off the ball. He's a little light. He weighs about, I think, 80, 70, something like that. That's the defensive end's way now. He's going to have to really come on good, because he's a first-round draft choice in New York. People are expecting a lot of him. So the only thing this is like a few years in a row where somebody on Aaron Rodgers' team didn't. And I would think, you know, you go out and get a great tight end or run it. They already got a great running back, so maybe they didn't need that. I just thought they would find someone who would be more helpful to them. But I guess they feel that they have the receivers and the running backs and possibly the tight ends to not have to go out and draft somebody. So if you can get someone to rush the quarterback, help him get back on the field quicker, I think you're going to help their team. I'm anxious to see how they put it together, because if they have good coaches like people say they do, I think that that could really, really go a long way, because I believe in coaching. I think the Giants have the best coaching staff around. They're teaching people how to do things, putting people in the right position. Can the Jets do that, Charles Way?
Yeah, I'm hoping. Obviously, Nathaniel Hackett, he's may not be a great head coach, but he must be doing something right as offensive coordinator, because he keeps getting these head coaching jobs. So I'm excited about what they have going on over there. The next guy that, I mean, we talked about offensive linemen. We talked about them, you know, drafting offensive linemen, especially two in the next two rounds. Joe Tippmann from the center from Wisconsin. He's a typical Wisconsin guy, doesn't have a lot of, I don't think the feet is as great as you want it, but he's very tough, great on the run game, and could be valuable. I hopefully he doesn't have to play right away, but he could potentially, given the situation and the status of the Jets' offensive line situation, he may have to start right away at center. And I'm not terribly concerned about that, as long as he can command the offensive line, directing where everyone should go. Because as a center, you're the captain of that offensive line, and so you need to be able to direct everyone where to go, doing pass protection, showing everybody where to go, so that my man Aaron Rodgers doesn't get beat up this year.
Charles, can you hear me? You can hear me, can you, Charles?
I got you.
Okay, I'm excited about, you know, the New York football. I think that that this could be one of the more exciting years that we've had in some time, and I'm just excited that that all New York sports is making a bid. We're talking about the Knicks, the Nets. We're talking about the Rangers, the Islanders, the Jets, and the Giants. And I just think it's outstanding for us.
It definitely is. Like I said, the Jets have done an amazing job of building a great team, a great young team. And you, as a general manager, putting a team, like putting the pieces in place, really, they set it up to bring a guy like Aaron Rodgers into the fold, so that now that they got all of these young guys on the cusp of really achieving the talent that they thought that they would have, bringing someone like Aaron Rodgers in to kind of complete the construction of that team is really good. So we're gonna be right back. We're having a little bit of technical difficulties, but we will be right back in a minute. Just hold on to your hat. Welcome back to the Expressway. We have finally worked out our technical difficulties. You're here with the Expressway with the BT Express Billy Taylor and Charles Show Me the Way. We had just gotten through the Giants draft picks, and now we're going through the Jets draft picks. We're actually talking about the two Jets offensive linemen that's going to help protect the valuable piece of property that's our quarterback, Aaron Rodgers. So the first guy we're going to take a look at is Joe Tippmann, the center out of Wisconsin. We were just talking about how he is one of those rugged Wisconsin centers. I don't know if he's as good as Michael Schmitz, but he is a decent center, as you can see. May not have the feet as a Michael Schmidt, but he is very stout up in there. He can handle bigger D tackles. I don't know if he has the quickness or the hands as Michael Schmidt if we're comparing centers, but he does a great job. He has done a great job for the Badgers last year.
Yeah, and I like him. I don't like him as much as the Giants center, but I like him as far as his toughness. And I think you can work on quick feet if you your off-season workouts include working with the rope, jump rope, and stuff like that. If he wants to get better, now it's really kind of up to him. If he can improve his footwork, he could be a valuable asset to the Jets. But I think the Jets are going to have some competitive situations with the offensive line in training camp. And anytime you have a competition like that, it makes your whole team better.
It does. And then when you look at Carter Warren, the old offensive tackle that they picked up in Pittsburgh, I mean, good pickup. He has all – physically, he looks like he belongs in the NFL. Got long arms, big body build, but there is something about him that just doesn't click that makes me really, really excited. I think this is a project for the Jets. I think hopefully they won't need him this year, because hopefully Mekhi Becton is back and ready to go. They said he lost a lot of weight. He's more nimble. He feels better. He's been telling everybody he feels better. So if he could be the guy that they picked the year that he was drafted, then they got a guy that could play that position for a very long time. But I do think that the offensive tackle that they have, the kid Warren, is a physical specimen. If you looked at him in a lineup, you know that he is an offensive tackle. He has long arms. I just don't know about his feet, his quickness that you need to go against a lot of the speed guys that they have out there. We just got finished talking about the first round draft pick, Will McDonald, who's basically going to use his speed to beat you as a pass rusher. I think he's going to struggle against that and susceptible to the bull rush because of it.
Well, see, what kind of gets me is when a college offensive lineman comes in and he's got to realize the speed of the game, because these guys are twice as quick as the guys in college, and he's going to have to really utilize the strengths that he has. I totally agree with you about his long arms. That can be an asset to him, but if you don't combine that with quick feet and mental toughness, it doesn't matter who you are. So it depends on what happens when he comes to offseason workouts for the Jets. Is he going to work on his quick feet? Is he going to work on some of the things that he's kind of not good at? And I love his long arms, but the only thing I worry about is, can he get off quick enough and have quick enough feet to beat some of these great pass rushers they have?
Yeah, absolutely. And then and then running through the other picks that they have, you got Israel Abenkanda, the running back out of Pitt, who was really exciting. He was electric for Pittsburgh this year. I think it's a great pickup. It just adds to the stable of running backs that they have. He's a good pass catcher out of the backfield. He was very productive for them last year. And given the uncertainty of the injury issue from the, you know, running back is coming back from a ACL injury, which is not an easy injury for a running back to come back from, I think this is an excellent pickup. It gives them depth. And this is someone, this is right where a lot of those good running backs go, second, third round, fourth round pick.
Well, I'm interested to see if there are other running back who got injured in the second or third game of the season, if he comes back 100%. But then these days, when someone tears a ligament, it's not career threatening anymore. So he should be back to 100%. Anytime you have depth of running back to be able to give somebody a break once in a while, I think it's going to help your team. So I think it's going to be a plus for the Jets, because he doesn't have to come in as a starter. He can come in and catch the ball, and spell their running back once in a while. But we'll just have to see, because, you know, I'm pro running back, and I know that if you're going to be good, you got to have a good running back.
Absolutely. And then when looking at the last three picks that they had, Zaire Barnes, a linebacker out of Western Michigan, Jarek Bernard, Converse, the DB out of LSU, and Zach Kuntz, the tight end out of the Old Dominion, you're hoping that these guys will be productive on special teams, but also develop enough where they can be key contributors if there are injuries. As you know, there are always injuries in the NFL. But if you get guys that can play ball, that can play out of the slot, especially from a DB and linebacker position, especially given what they're doing over there and the guys they have on the Jets defense, you're really just trying to implement an already great defensive unit.
Well, see, I just think that anytime you can get help for Aaron Rodgers, like this tight end coming in, tight ends are playing more of a pivotal part for NFL teams than ever before. And if you can get a good tight end, he helps the wide receivers, he takes care of the middle of the field. And that's the one thing I hope this tight end does for the Jets, because Aaron Rodgers has shown in the past that he can take care of the middle of the field if somebody can get there. With the great speed they have at wide receiver, this should be a fun year for all those Jet fans, because they've got some weapons they haven't had. They got a rekindled Aaron Rodgers, who's there during these sessions where he really doesn't have to be. And I really am anxious for the Jets. If it wasn't for the Giants, I would be all in for the Jets. But I'm just hoping Aaron Rodgers, he's doing all the right things, saying all the right things. So I'm anxious to see what happens.
Absolutely. You're listening to The Expressway with the BT Express, Billy Taylor and Charles Show Me the Way. We have just gotten through all of the New York Giants and Jets draft picks, giving you our perspective on how well they did and what they will do this upcoming season. Now, our next quarter, the third quarter, we'll be talking about, does character really matter? You know, being in a giant organization and being part of their draft day process, that's one of the major things that Wellington Mara prided himself on bringing to the Giants. You had to be good character. For example, when you got an NYG grade along with your performance grade, that meant that you had great character. And they wanted to do their best, especially given the media market that we're in, they wanted to make sure that they didn't have too many character problems, because once you have too many character problems, I believe, in a locker room, it really permeates through the team. And eventually you may have some immediate success, but long-term success, you're kind of mortgaging the future for long-term success because you're bringing in a character guy. And I've seen that over the course of years of guys that have been on suspect character. And then over the course of time, it got worse and worse and worse, and really permeated to the team and made the team really bad. I think that's why you saw the shift when Wellington Mara fired Jim Fassel to Tom Coughlin, because he felt as though that there wasn't enough discipline. Things were getting a little lax, and he wanted to bring that New York Giant character back to the New York Giants.
That's a great point, Charles Wade, because I always wondered, and I like Jim Fassel. I was there during the whole time as a broadcaster, and I used to ride on the airplane with the team, and I've always believed in character. I've always believed in integrity. I think that I didn't know that's one of the reasons he got rid of Jim Fassel, because Fassel was a very good coach, but then it showed exactly that he knew what he was talking about by bringing in a coach that won two Super Bowls, Coughlin, and I just think that character matters. I know you retired with Odell Beckham, but from outside looking in, he did not have good character. And I think you have to be a team first guy. You got to be a guy that would do anything for the team. And I think that he was kind of a me guy. And I've seen those guys, and sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. But I think the Giants as an organization have always judged character. And you even see when we do some of the speaking engagements, Charles Wade, that a lot of people like to bring in the Giant players because they're good people. They know have people skills. They do have people skills. And I think character, it matters. That's just my thought process.
Yeah, I think when you look at the couple of draft picks that were on the board, the quarterback that went in the second round, he was sitting in the draft room. Everybody's like, why is he not being picked up? Good quarterback. But some of the rumors out there is that they didn't like him in his interview. They didn't like the way he carried himself. He wasn't very humble. And based on their experience the Jets had with Zach Wilson, I think teams were scared away, as you can't be an arrogant quarterback in the NFL and have success. Those days are over, because the team is looking at you already as the highest paid player on the team. And if you don't actually humble yourself to the other guys and show them that, hey, I'm just like you, it creates a problem in the locker room. And I think teams just didn't want to be bothered, A, paying the guy first round money, and then having to deal with the issues in the locker room. And so that was one. I think that's one of the main reasons why he dropped so much.
Well, what I got also, Charles, was that he was used to kind of hide somebody else. And you know, the last couple of days before the draft, people threw out all these different rumors, and they had him going in the first round, and he really humbled himself by being in the draft room with all the first rounders and his name not getting called. And then when I watched him get drafted in the second round by Tennessee, you know, he was very emotional about it. But when I watched him on film, It seemed like he was having a lot of problems. He threw inaccurate balls. He threw interceptions. So I don't even understand why he thought he was a first-round draft choice, because you look at the guy, Jalen Hurts of the Philadelphia Eagles. After he signed his contract, he came to the podium in a three-piece suit. He was as clean as you want to be. He looked like the CEO of a company. And if you think of what a quarterback is this day and age, he's definitely the CEO of a company. And I don't know if Will Levis from Kentucky is that way yet, but this is one of those things where it puts a chip on your shoulder. If you are good, you have a chance to prove it. He's going to a place where they don't have a great quarterback in Tannenbaum, so he's got a chance, and we'll see if he comes out and changes his way, because if you are conceited in the NFL, you will get humbled very quickly and very easily.
Absolutely. And the other kid that character issues came up is Jalen Carter for the defensive tackle that out of Georgia that the Philadelphia Eagles drafted. From a pure prospect standpoint, he's off the charts, probably the best player in the draft. Very dominant all year. For the past 2 years, he's been as dominant as any D tackle in college football. And given how dominant and difficult the Eagles' current defensive line is, he only adds to that power and aggressiveness that they'd like to play. And so, he also had issues at Georgia, right? You always hear conversations, not only, I'm not talking about the car accident that he had, the DUI that he had. I'm just talking about his character throughout his time at Georgia. He had to have people watching him. He had to have people kind of making sure that he stayed in line. And having a guy like that, even though you've been humble, right, and you were about to lose a ton of money, do you really change? And I'm hopeful. I always see the glass half full, and I give guys the benefit of the doubt. My question is, if those veteran leaders that they have.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia. Terms and conditions apply.
But the Eagles leave or are injured or aren't around the team, does he revert back to his old self?
Well, see, what I noticed that he got humbled because he was supposed to be, as you said, the first pick in the draft, first one or two picks in the draft. He didn't get drafted to, I think, 7 or 8. I'm not sure what number it was. But when he got drafted, he cried. And I think that was humility coming out, realizing that he had some past reflections that are not good for an NFL team. But I think he also realized the opportunity that he has in front of him. He probably lost a few million by not being drafted in the top two and going down to as low as 7 or 8. He's still going to get paid. He's going to a team that's outstanding on the defensive line. And this has got to scare the heck out of other teams, the Giants, the Cowboys, Washington, because this guy can come off the ball. He can play it when he's motivated. So I'm anxious to see that. And it's another thing that the Giants going to have to go against, because this guy is a specimen. He looks like a defensive lineman. He's quick off the ball. He plays the run and the pass well. And I think that even as a rookie, he's going to come in and make his mark.
Yeah, absolutely. And that team was good prior to this season. They got even better. Philly got even better. I mean, arguably, if you look on paper, they're probably should be picked as the team coming out of the NFC East or the NFC as a whole. I think the only other team that probably competes with them on paper are the San Francisco 49ers because of what they've done last year, what they did in the draft this year. They got what they did on draft day by getting our running back from Detroit. They picked him up too, and so now they got two or three extra guys back there that could do damage. So I mean, draft day for them was really good. They've only gotten better.
Well, I think when you get to the Super Bowl, you really have to have depth on your team. Eagles have shown they've got depth on their team. I think the quarterback, if he continues to improve, he may be one of the top quarterbacks in all the NFL. They've got it all. They really do. Regardless, I know it's your home team and stuff, and you're a giant guy, but you got to admit, Eagles scare a lot of people, and I wouldn't be shocked if they made it back to the Super Bowl. The only team I think is definitely better than them or equal to them now is the Kansas City Chiefs, who they lost to in the Super Bowl in a very good game. They went back and forth, and they could have easily won that game. But I see what they've done. They haven't rested on their laurels. They've come back with even more vengeance by drafting these players and getting the guy from Detroit. So I see nothing, and I even hate to admit it, that it's going to be tough for the Giants against the Eagles. But the Giants did a good job in their draft, and we're going to see if their offensive firepower works.
Yeah, I think that goes back to our running back conversation. I know we only got a couple more minutes left in this segment, but that goes back to our running backs conversation for Detroit to trade their best, arguably their best running back last year, because they don't want to pay him, right? Next year is mind-boggling. Even though they got a great running back in the draft, and as I told you, teams don't want to have to pay $15 to $20 million for running backs when you can go find one in the draft, and their lifespan is only 4 or 5 years. You're going to get 4 or 5 good years out of them anyway. That's the length of a first year of a rookie draft contract. So for me, this just shows the continued disrespect that the running back position has and the lack of importance that position shows, or teams show that position.
Well, see, I have always thought in the last couple of years that they kind of lowballed running backs, and they gave an excuse of McCaffrey in San Francisco because he's gotten hurt. Saquon Barkley's gotten hurt a little bit. But when a running back is healthy, he can lead your team in anything. And the guy that they got two running backs that got drafted in the first round, which I was happy with because it shows you if you get somebody good, it will help your team immediately. If you think of all the positions on the offensive team, running back is probably the one that can come in right away and help your team. So I look for the Eagles to be good. I look for a lot of running backs to come out and show it. And they had a lot of running back. The guy Eric Gray for the Giants, a lot of people think he was a steal, so because of his quickness. So I still have faith that they will take care of the running backs. I still have faith that Saquon will get his money and have a great year. This is the most talent on offense the Giants have had in a few years. Now, if this all comes together, everybody's going to benefit from it because the Giants will be able to go at least a step further in the playoffs, which means at least the NFC Championship.
Absolutely. You're listening to The Expressway with the BT Express, Billy Teller, and Charles Show Me The Way. We've just gotten through three quarters of exciting ride down on The Expressway, and now we're following up with our last quarter, fourth quarter, and we're talking NBA basketball. Lots going on. My man, Joel Embiid, was just named MVP of the National Basketball Association. As I was telling you all year long, the man deserved it 2 years ago. He definitely deserved it this year. He blew away the field by a ton of votes. And what do you think about that? I'm excited for him.
Well, I think he deserved it. If you think about it, he probably deserved it last year, too. But this year, Philly has won without him. James Harden is playing well, and they play well together. Well, my only problem with him is he falls down too much. Always falling down. So I think you can work on your balance, because I took martial arts in high school, and as a matter of fact, Taekwondo, and helped me to fall. And the reason I was trying to help myself to get better at falling down and being able to get up is because from a running back standpoint, I wanted to have balance. And he's got to work on that in the offseason because he's always falling down, but he's a great player. Sometimes people question him on different things that he says because he's an honest guy, but they have got a chance to get back to the Eastern Conference champion, because they already beat Boston without them, and if they can, I think Boston is prone to be beaten this year, and so that might be a great championship game between Philadelphia and either Miami or the New York Knicks if they can get by Boston. So I think he is well deserved to be MVP. He's got to feel good about it, but this is when people kind of set up their stuff is in the NBA playoffs, because this is when the world is watching. You think about it, they're playing as hard as possible now. It's almost so much fun to watch because these guys are giving everything they got. It's not like a regular season game, and I like that kind of basketball.
Absolutely. They're letting a lot more things go. In the playoffs, you don't get the ticky-tack fouls that they normally would get. But we didn't talk since your boy, the Beard, played in their second round preseason game. Tell me about my man. You said that he runs away during the playoffs. He was running to the fight this week, last week, right on Saturday. He was or Monday night. he was running to the fight, scored 45 points. Everybody was like, that was Houston James Harden. A lot of I prefer vintage James Harden. Obviously, getting older with age is better with age, right? So that was vintage James Harden. He had a great game. There are a lot of games. Golden State played Tuesday night. You got Golden State versus the Lakers. I just think if the Lakers, Golden State size-wise doesn't match up with the Lakers. Anthony Davis had 30 and 20, which was like one for the ages during the playoffs. I thought he thought he was Wilt Chamberlain doing 30 and 20 with that kind of game. Basically, can these teams that you know match up, and can you stay healthy? Because injuries are playing a big role in this year's playoffs.
Absolutely. And what I like about the NBA is you see the adjustments that teams make from game to game. And see, even though the Lakers beat Golden State, they kind of took back the home court advantage from Golden State. I think Golden State had a chance to win the game and they lost. Anytime you get a shot off and you miss it, it has a chance to go in or whatever, it gives yourself a chance to win. So we got some great, great games coming up. I don't know about Phoenix and Denver. Denver, the guy Jokic, who was the MVP the last 2 years, he's playing with a chip on his shoulder. Kevin Durant does not look good to me. I know they've only played this early, but he's going to have to turn it around quickly because he looks out of place with Phoenix. And I saw that CP3 got hurt, and I think that may hurt them. So we just have to see because, as you said, injuries play a big part. But what kind of adjustments is Phoenix going to make being down 0-2 to some people say that the Denver team may be the best in basketball. They had the best record in the NBA, and I was shocked that the way they beat Phoenix.
Yeah, you look at there are three things that are always going to happen in life: death, taxes, and CP3 getting hurt in the playoffs. You can always count on that. I mean, that dude gets hurt every playoff series. I mean, it never fails. He did it with the Clippers. They're about to go win. They did it with Houston. I mean, every team that's on the cusp of winning, having a chance to go to the NBA Finals, he finds a way to get hurt before they get there. So, you know, I can't put my trust in CP3. I think there is something going on with the Phoenix Suns. KG does not look right. He's not taking over. I'm hoping. I think it might be the Ayton kid, DeAndre Ayton, because they said that kid isn't. He got suspended last year. They did, you know, the head coach didn't play him in the playoff series, and he was getting criticized for not playing him. But they wouldn't say what happened, but there must be something bad about DeAndre Ayton.
Well, he did not look good. And the thing about him is that they had some kind of way that they grade things, and he was like a minus 21. They're talking about like blocks and rebounds and points, and he didn't do anything. And Jovic is just last year and the year before MVP. He's just doing what he wants to do at leisure. And so I'm anxious to see what the Phoenix coach does when they go back to Phoenix to see what kind of adjustments they're going to do because, you know, for me, you know, Denver is a better team, and Denver's just going to wait for the winner of the Lakers and the Golden State. So it's going to be interesting. And going back to your guy James Harden, I have to give it to him because I was one, and I told you before, my sister has season tickets to the Houston Rockets, and she tells me how he kind of messed up in the playoffs for so many years. Now he has a chance to redeem himself, and the thing about it is that he had a great game now. So what's it come down to? People don't expect that kind of stuff. Because if you rest Joel Embiid again, then it's got to be James Harden taking over. But they got a good team. They got other players who play their role. And I'm really impressed with Doc Rivers making adjustments as a coach. So this is the great time of year for me. I love NBA action. It is fantastic.
Absolutely. And Doc has his haters all the time. I mean,
of course.
So it's good to see him show. But he's always been a great coach with lesser talent. He did that with the Clippers when Paul George and all those guys had gotten hurt. He's taken a team that shouldn't have gone anywhere, and they made it to the playoffs deep and had a deep playoff run. So I think this is Doc's bellywick, and that's the true measure of a good coach is, can you win without a superstar on your team? And even though they do have James Harden, they don't have a superstar outside of him. And if arguably James isn't the same James as he was when he was in Houston. So when you look at that plays a role in how you criticize Doc and how he coaches.
Yeah, but he won the championship with Boston, so he's got a ring. And I think anytime you have a championship ring, it gives you time and it gives you credibility because the players respect you. He's a former player. He won the championship. And they listen to him when he goes in the huddle. And then James Harden picked up his game. Hopefully, because of Doc Rivers also letting him kind of do his thing, for him to put up 45 points against Boston, Boston's going to have to make the adjustment. They shouldn't put big men on him. They should put a small guy, try to take away his left hand. But when someone is on in basketball, you can't do anything about it. And this is what makes it such a fun sport to watch. So I don't know who's going to win, but it's fun to watch every night. I like it when the game is tight because I'm hanging there, because anytime there's a blowout, especially with the games coming on late, you know, I'll tune out in a minute. But I haven't had to tune out yet this year because both leagues, the East and the West, are playing great ball, and whoever gets to the championship is going to be super. I don't know if the Knicks can make it because they don't score as much as they do as they should, but they got defensive prowess, and I think that keeps you in games.
Yeah, I guess by the time our show airs next week, we'll see who really deserves to be in that Final Four spot, whether it's the Knicks, whether it's the Miami Heat, which is a tough matchup. I'm just kind of disappointed in the Knicks because I felt that last night's game hopefully isn't indicative of their lackadaisical effort that they show week in and week out during the season, where you think they should blow out an opponent. And they come up and barely scratch out a win over an opponent with a Jimmy Butler-less Miami Heat team, and especially Tyler Hero out hurt. The other shooter that they have got hurt in midway through the game, and he left the game, and they still struggled a little bit to win that game. So I can't wait to see how this series plays out, because Knicks have a chance to get into the third round, get into the NFC East Conference Finals. But if they keep messing around like this, Miami might pull off an upset.
What's something for me is that Miami does not have the talent of other teams. They are one of the best coach teams I've ever seen. The guy Eric has been there for 17 years under Pat Riley. He makes great adjustments. They got Jimmy, the playoff Jimmy Butler, who missed the last game, and I don't know how he's going to do. But they don't play until later, so maybe that's going to give him a chance to rest. And if it's a low ankle sprain, it will help him to get back sooner. But they play super defense. They're not going to give you anything, and that's why they match up well with the Knicks. But, you know, like I said, the Knicks have a chance, and that's all you can ask. I love when they play in the Garden because you hear a buzz before the game, and it's probably one of the meccas of basketball in the world. And I think for the Knicks to want to play, come back and play at home again, that's got to be motivating.
Absolutely. Can't wait till next week comes around. Love talking basketball, and just excited to see what happens in the world of sports this next week.
Well, I think the NBA is really, this is probably the best I've seen it in years. There's talent everywhere in the NBA, and it's got to be a fan favorite for it. I was trying to figure out, you know, the NFL is the most popular league, but the NBA is worldwide. I mean, they're talking, I remember China giving the NBA $1 billion just to televise their games. So I just think it's quite interesting. You've been listening to the NFL AlumniMedia.com. We call it the Expressway with Billy Taylor and Charles Show Me the Way. We're on each and every week. And what we do every week is have four quarters. We talked about the Giants and the Jets draft. We talked about some of the different things in the third quarter about some of the quarterbacks. Will Levis, who's an emotional player who got humbled by going in the second round when he thought he was going in the first round. And then the fourth quarter, we talk NBA playoffs. So don't forget to join us each and every week. I got to thank Ben back at the studio. Ben takes great care of us. And for my good buddy, Charles Wade, I'm Billy Taylor. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great day.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, where every nail-biting overtime win, breakaway, pick six, three-point shot, underdog win, buzzer beater, shootout, walk-off, and absolutely every play in between is amazing. From football to basketball and hockey to baseball, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia.